Hey guys, today we're going to talk about how to 2x basically your revenue without having to buy any kind of new equipment. So stay tuned for the show.
Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A to B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A to B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
This should be a pretty good one for everyone out there who's looking to increase their revenue but don't want to really spend any money. I'm not going to lie, just as a kind of a disclaimer on this right here, you are going to work a lot. There's no shortcuts in this industry. There's no shortcuts in life. But if you do want to do this, make sure you stay tuned and learn more about this stuff right here. So me and Eddie's going to start this off by kind of going through how we used to do this at first. I think this is more about when, let me see, what time was that? This is when we used to
when we first started?
When we first kind of started, yeah.
Yeah, I think you were kind of the more into this kind of deal. I did a little bit of it, but I remember you would tell me stories about it, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having to do that. Xavier, when he was first started off, I know he did a lot of corporate events, which I think that was a lot of your, able to turn equipment over a lot quicker. Versus me, I picked them up the same day. You know, once they were done, I picked them up and then I just kind of rolled them over.
So basically, it basically starts off by you can do it two different ways. One way you can do it, you can do your residential events, which can be on the weekend, and then you can rent out your stuff during the week to corporate events.
Yeah.
Generally, right there, you might have to lower your prices for the corporate events a little bit. And then keep your prices the same, but you can do that. Now, another way that you can do it that I learned after Eddie is literally changing when you pick the items up. If you pick the items up the same day, that means you can put them back out the next day. And you do that with corporate events and kind of rotating it faster. That's how you get through and do things a lot faster. Because we used to have times where when we got together, I don't know if you've noticed it, where we'll be having to go, like, it'll be Sunday, when we used to do mainly stuff on Sundays, where we have to go pick up, you know, 6-7 orders to complete one order on Sunday. Yeah. And we have to pick up all these things. And you can do that. It is stressful because you're going to have to be, on Monday, you're going to have to pick everything up. And Tuesday, maybe pick some stuff up. On Wednesday, get stuff back out. Pick that stuff back up on Thursday and Friday. And then you're going to have to then pick whatever you put out on Saturday to take it out on Sunday. So you can get three times. And you end up making about 2.5 times more in your revenue in that part. It's going to be a lot more. And as you get bigger staff, it actually gets easier to do it. Because I know we were thinking about eventually having a night crew who just goes out and picks the stuff up.
Yeah.
But you have to watch out with your pricing, though, because, like, this also led us into having, you know, what is it, like 12 or 13 early morning deliveries at 9 o'clock and only having three people. And having to set up a tent the night before, the biggest tent we set up at the time.
Yeah, what was our pricing anyways? I think it was some, like, what was it that a lot of people were just jumping on that?
I think it was like $50 or something like that. It was low.
Yeah, so $50 doesn't deter anybody because everybody has $50. So, like, that's only, like Xavier said, it's a bad thing because then you got a lot of people signing up for this this service, and now you have, like, to be at all these different locations, which is doable. It's just one thing that we find is, like, usually you're on – the customer is more on their schedule, not really on your schedule. So a lot of times, you know, either stuff that you anticipated of picking up to kind of turn around fast, you can't pick it up because there's no one home or they forgot about it and it's in the garage. You have to pick it up another day. So a lot of little stuff like that happens. To just make sure that, you know, you have backup plans and stay in case something does happen like that.
Yeah, it is tough. Because you remember the one we put out a 40 by 80. It was at the church.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. It's a few actual, I would say, we don't did over 10,000 events. And there's like maybe like 3 or 4 events that where you just know, like,
scarred us,
like where you could did a little better. This is one of them. So we had so it was a church event. We had one of our past employees kind of set the whole thing up. So first what happened is that we went to go buy a tent. We bought the tent late. Eddie didn't get back to bring the tent back here from Florida. He drove to Florida, picked the tent up, got there literally the night that we were supposed to be putting it together. Drove up, literally been driving all day. Our guy's been working all day too. So we get there and we put the tent together.
I think I had like a tornado warning. This thing was like, it was crazy. So basically, yeah, just pull up from, I went all the way. I'm in Texas right now. We're in like Dallas, Texas. So I went from here all the way to Miami.
It's like 17, 18, 20 hours.
Yeah. To pick this tent up. And then from there, I drove all the way back. And that same day we had to put up that tent. So I'm rushing to get back, get there. And I'm tired. Everybody's tired because what time was it? Like 7 or 6, something like that.
It was dark, so
yeah, it was sometime like around that time. And you know, everybody's tired because they've been delivering all day. I've been driving all day, and then on top of that, there's a tornado warning, and the winds are crazy. And I'm telling Xavier, like, I don't know. And he's like, we can do it. He's got to push through it. So you know, here we go. Our we can do it mentality. So yeah, we get this thing up. I think we originally just built the frame. It was a, what kind of tent was it? I think it was a West Coast style tent, a frame tent.
Yeah.
So yeah, we get that thing up, and then so like I said, it was extremely windy. We get it up, and then I was like, okay, so now we gotta have some kind of weights to this thing.
Yeah.
And that's where a big mistake was made, because we were able to get away with smaller weights on smaller tents, but on this tent, we were not. It was not going to work out, and we later found out that, you know, with the bigger tents, you're going to need a lot of weight to hold these things down. Because
yeah, and it had sidewalls too on it, yeah, which didn't help. Yeah. And it was going down it was a huge dip on the other side where the wind came from. Through the dips and went, literally hit from the dip and went straight up into the tent. It was pretty bad, but it don't seem like if you plan things out, like, to be honest, we could have planned it better on this part. At least now we know we could have planned it better. At the time, it seemed like we were doing everything we could do.
Yeah.
But you know, there is risk to trying to flip it up, because we already put on another tent. I think we put one out, took one down, then came and then we put one up again that day, and then Eddie came out with a brand new tent. We put that up. You'll run your crew ragged doing this right here, but you will make more money though.
A lot more money.
You make a lot more money, and if you have enough crew members and you have enough vehicles and you can split the time up, you can do this very successfully. We're gonna do our best. We're gonna show you exactly everything we do exactly when we go back into the stage. But if you're really looking to kind of like increase your revenue, that's kind of like the simplest, easiest way right there. So basically, if you think about it. Most guys are only getting their items out one time a week, if that, in on that part. So if you want to kind of double up, you need to start working on your price on that part. And one thing we've been recently doing that has done very well in August, we usually have a pretty terrible worst of the 3 months in August. I think now August actually was better than June, which is for us pretty good, and July. August is really one of the worst months. So one thing that we kind of did to do the same thing right here is that, like, we would offer stuff a little bit of discount to we kind of did a little bit more of this during this August month. We'll offer some type of discounted pricing to people who will use it when we know we can use it twice. So we were putting up tents and taking them down a lot more going forward than we usually do, or with chairs we were recycling them. And kind of getting more use out of things as we could. For us, we do have a lot of chairs, so it's not like we just needed to do that, but we have been trying to do more and more events during the week and then doing more after the weeks. We literally have events, I would say, We have stuff like every single day. 7 days a week almost, right? We have Sunday stuff now.
Every day. Like, literally, there's guys out right now as we speak that are doing delivery, picking up to do a delivery for tomorrow. So just every day we have something going on.
Yeah. And so if you're currently right now having stuff every single day, this is a good method kind of to push into it. But this is not for the lighthearted. If you're just trying to do this on the weekend and this is a side business, don't do this. Just go in and do your rental rates, rent it out on Friday or Saturday and go pick it up Monday. Or just go pick it up same day, but don't push it back out. But if you want to get the most money, this is pretty straightforward blueprint on this right here. You rent out as much as possible to get more stuff sold out. You sell your one time on the weekend. And then if you have a Sunday event, give them a little discount because you're going to pick it up. And then also, too, if you have anything during the week, a little bit of discount, you can do that, work your way into that. And most of your stuff during the week would be bigger. That's nothing. We're looking at doing, too, as well, trying to capture as much of the corporate stuff. Because most of the corporate stuff happens in the exact opposite time frame as your residential work that you're doing. So you can maximize and flip your inventory more. We call basically this whole technique flipping. You can do this almost with everything. Some things a lot more easier. Because generally in the rental industry, in a party rental space, you don't really get paid for just time out all the time. It's not like they pay... if your chair is $2, they pay you $2 every single day. If you did it that way, you would get killed by majority of companies. Most majority of companies would give people a one-day rate for 2 to 3 days, and especially the bigger companies like Marquee and Pro-Am and Peerless and all the other places right here. They will give those things out for a week. We rented a stage for almost 9 days for a one-day rate.
No.
And if you were to charge multiple day rates on that, you would lose and on there, because to be honest, they're just trying to get their stuff out, and it just matters they get it out one time to make all their money they need to make. So I would look into making sure you try to get as much as possible, changing your rates and everything on that part, so you can be able to maximize what you're doing. Now let's get Eddie's thoughts. So Eddie, so what do you think about us going back and doing the flipping, and how would you do it from an operational standpoint so that we don't have the same drag and issues with employees?
Well, what I think I would do is maybe like have a better planning. I think back then when we were taking in the orders, we just kind of made things happen. If we have a schedule to kind of have them be picked up at a specific time, just in case we do have someone trying to rebook that item, I think they'll probably be better pan out in our advantage. But a lot of times what we're doing is kind of like spur of the moment thing, kind of like tell the customer, hey, can we pick this up? And they'll say yeah, and then we would kind of, or some people would say no, and then we would just go down the list trying to find these items that we can pick up to kind of turn around, which would in turn kind of waste a lot of time. But my thing is, I just think if we plan ahead for this to happen, or plan ahead to, that we can make this happen, I think it would have a better results. But at the end of the day, we did do, this method for quite some time, and we've gotten better at it. I think the more inventory you get, the easier it is. But, when you have a small inventory, you really have to plan ahead for this kind of stuff. So I'd just say that have it set up maybe in your system that you can have it back faster in case you need to turn around really quick. And maybe also, have enough help to make you help you do this, because you and me know, just kind of like with Thanksgiving, all these special holidays, everything goes out. And then, if it's like on a, Wednesday or Thursday, you're going to need all that stuff back. It's not going to be able to stay at their location. So the better planning that you do, the better results you'll get and the more money you'll have in your pocket.
And you have to go back and pick all that stuff up too. you gotta get back and clean it, everything too. Because like Thanksgiving for us, like usually the week before Thanksgiving, it is super busy the week before Thanksgiving, because you have all these companies and everybody's doing the friend, what is it? Friendgiving?
Yeah, Friendgiving.
Well, I say giving friends. Yeah. Like, what is that?
giving away.
But yeah, so you have a lot of people going through and doing those events before actually the Thanksgiving weekend. And then we'll literally have 2 days to go pick out every single thing that we had. And then we have to break all this stuff down to seatings of 12. And when you have a total, like in our whole thing, we have over like 5,000 chairs. I think it was 5,000 chairs. And you have the same equivalent seating wise. Now imagine breaking up that into seating of, I think it's 4,000, sorry. Breaking that up into groups of 20. And you have to do it. And that's how we do. We usually, like last year, I think we did almost like 185 or almost 200 orders for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The good part about Thanksgiving, they pay the same delivery fee, and their items are so close. You literally like
less than a mile. Like your neighbor got it too. Like there's literally like there's a couple like maybe like two houses down from another. You know, they're like, oh, I was like, at first I was like maybe it's just like word of mouth, but no, they're like totally all internet. So it's really cool. Especially when you're like in a neighborhood and you're like get like five of them, it's super cool. It's super fast too.
Yeah, and the orders are typically smaller, so you can do a lot more. One thing, I don't know if we're gonna try this shit, but we might see because we are doing a different format on our employees. Some of them are contractors. We might look into maybe after Thanksgiving have them go pick it back up and then try to get it back out. But we'll see about that. We have to talk that one out. See if we're gonna do that or not. Because if people want to do it, then you know. Who are us to stop them?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I think usually our general core team, we usually basically we work until Tuesday or Thursday, or Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday, and then we usually take off. But this Wednesday, we're going to the Cowboys game. So, this Thursday, my bad. That Thursday, we're gonna go to the Cowboys game in that time. But typically, you can do that, and what we have done, me and Eddie haven't talked about this year, but we're gonna have a pretty good long conversation about this. Is that we usually charge an extra 1.5, probably extra 50% on the rental items for holidays. So Christmas, Thanksgiving, to get a little extra boost, and you get a little more. And plus you get the boost of having your items, you know, you've been so close, so your delivery compounds on everything, and you make more profit, and you have, literally, we always sell out every single Thanksgiving. Yeah. And usually we sell out every single week up to Thanksgiving anyway, but it usually gets in crazier, because our delivery fees be like, you know, someone might order $40 worth of stuff, pay $90, or you know, and so, or then you have places that people don't deliver to. Like we have a couple places out, probably like 120 miles out, that no other rental company deliver to, that we gotta deliver stuff to. We used to do those kind of early, just to get them out the way, because during the week you don't want to be, you know, because like one truck goes down, that might be 20 deliveries that can't be delivered that day, or something happens. So we kind of want to get everybody in pocket, but. I say like just two extra revenue, you can flip it as much as you possibly can. Flipping is going to be a little bit based on your sales skills and also on your negotiating and pricing. Pricing would be probably the biggest determinant of it. But if you're working with corporate events, I would recommend you, since they kind of do these events on a regular basis and reoccurring, to maybe change your prices up a little bit. But your prices should already be at a point where it can take something like that. Don't change your prices up if you're giving free delivery. Don't give where you're paying them for delivery. You know, obviously, like, have your prices in order, but also have the leeway to, if you know, the difference between $1,000 in profit and $900 in profit, you know, obviously take the $900 if you're not doing other work, because profit is still profit, money that you can put in everything. Eddie, you got any more questions on this one?
No.
Not questions, more any statements?
No, I think we pretty much touched on everything. Just the name of the game is you're gonna do a lot of hustling, either you personally or your team, just to increase your revenue. But the main thing is just work hard, and you're able to do this on basically the fruits of your labor only. But yeah, it's a really good strategy, I think, if you want to increase your revenue and not put any money, you know, for equipment or anything like that.
Yeah. But last thing I just remember, and I think I almost forgot, is that if you're planning to do this, just I'm losing my thought of it. Well, I guess you have to learn next episode. But thank you guys so much for listening to me and Eddie. If you need any help or anything like this right here, please let us know. Reach out to us. We've already had a couple of you guys already reach out. We are planning to do some coaching and sell some of our resources. So also reach out to us about that if you want, like, our contracts or get any more information so you can learn more about things that we're doing. Check the show notes. Get anything, you know, get all the links down in the show notes. And I just remember what I was about to say. You cannot do this on a spreadsheet. It will destroy you. So make sure you have some type of rental software. We have a link down below to one that we prefer and like the most, but make sure you have rental software. But other than that, thank you guys for watching. Make sure you rate and review this podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.
See you.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.